God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Most of us wish we knew more than we actually know. At least if we're thinking, we wish we knew more than we actually know. On the other hand, most of us know more than we actually think. We understand more than we give ourselves credit for. And that feeling of not knowing is an alibi to do all kinds of things that we don't really, in our heart of hearts, believe to be right. So the question is, what do we do when it comes to matters of right and wrong, when it comes to matters of conscience, when it comes to matters of decisions we'll make every day, including today? I think the answer is, in part, that we need to acknowledge what we already know. Now, I think we should keep learning all the time. There's no doubt about that. But I think most of us would do better than we are right now if we would simply acknowledge, be honest about what it is we actually know. That is, at least in part, God's message to the great king Belshazzar, who ruled Babylon after Nebuchadnezzar. On the very night that they would be taken, on the very night that the Medo-Persians would sneak in and take the city and sack the city and kill the king, where was Belshazzar? He was having a crazy party, drinking himself drunk, praising the gods of gold and silver and brass and iron and wood and stone. He was drinking himself drunk out of the very vessels which he had taken from the temple of Jehovah. And he was praising those vessels rather than praising the God for whom those vessels had been made. And in verse 22, God is giving a message to this great king Belshazzar. And in mere moments, he goes from being proud of all he had accomplished to a man whose knees were knocking together. And God says to him, "And thou, his son, O Belshazzar, hast not humbled thine heart, though thou knewest all this." He was proud, even though he knew all of this. Well, all of what? Well, the answer is all of what had happened to those who come before him, Nebuchadnezzar. In other words, he wasn't living in light of what he already knew. Did Belshazzar know Jehovah? Was he a theologian? Did he know a lot? No, indeed not. But he knew more than he was actually acting on. And I would say today, just acknowledge what you know. Live in light of what you know. Let me give you three things you know, okay? Number one, who is God? Verse 18, God says, "O thou king, the Most High God gave Nebuchadnezzar thy father a kingdom." In verse 23, the Bible calls God the Lord of heaven. Now, the king of Babylon knew what he knew, but there was so much he didn't know. His kingdom was very short-lived when all was said and done. Who is God? God is the Most High God, not the More High God, the Most High God and the Lord of heaven. Who are you? Well, in Belshazzar's case, who was he? He was the king of the world in one moment, and then literally in the same hour, his knees were knocking together. The joints of his loins were loosed, and his knees smote one against another, the Bible says. Maybe most importantly, what has come before? You know, when you read Belshazzar's story, it's almost exactly a repeat of what Nebuchadnezzar did in the very first chapter of Daniel. He has some revelation from God. He tries to find out the meaning by calling in all the wise men. None of them can do it, so he calls Daniel finally. And in Belshazzar's case, he said, "Look, I'll make you third in the kingdom. I'll make you rich." And Daniel says, "Hey, you keep your money. I'm just going to tell you what God told me to tell you." Belshazzar was dead that night. But he hadn't learned from what had come before, nights and days long before. You know, the previous chapter tells us how God humbled an arrogant Nebuchadnezzar, and yet Belshazzar was living in the same way. This is a book of prophecy of a distant future, and yet Belshazzar hadn't even considered what God had for him the next day. Verse 15 tells us, "But they could not," that is, the wise men could not give an answer to this king. Now look, you don't have everything you might wish you had, but you have the Bible, you have God Himself, the Holy Spirit, if you're saved, and you have life. Verse 11, the pagans trying to describe what Daniel was said, "There is a man in this kingdom, in thy kingdom, in whom is the spirit of the holy gods." They were pagans trying to describe God Jehovah. They didn't do it adequately, but they somehow knew there was something with Daniel. There's someone with Daniel. And friend, there's someone with you. It is God. You have the Bible. You have not just a conscience. You have God's Holy Spirit, and you have life. Pay attention to it. My grandfather used to say of kids that made trouble at the ranch years ago, I can write his story. I can write her story. Did he claim to know the future? No, but he looked back at what had happened in the previous 60 years of his life, and he could see that certain decisions, certain ways of handling your conscience, certain options always lead to an inevitable end. Today, learn all you can, but realize that you already know something about God, something about yourself in comparison to this omnipotent God, and you know what has happened in the days before you. Acknowledge what you know and begin by acting on that.